The pre-kindergarten classroom at Rundle Elementary in Las Vegas is stocked with books and toys. In the middle of the room, there's a colorful alphabet rug where four-year-old students sit cross-legged facing a teacher.
Read that with me, everybody. 11 people. What does that start with, everybody?
Almost all of the 24 students in the class are Latino. For many of them, English is their second language. Kindergarten is still several months away, and yet they're learning the basics of reading, writing, and counting syllables.
Let's do lion. Are you ready?
Lion.
How many parts was that?
Two.
Oh, Nevada's pre-K program is targeted to reach kids who are poised to do the worst in school. Here in Clark County, classes are placed in neighborhoods where family incomes are low and the number of English language learners, or ELLs, is high.
The ELL population, the low income families, the homeless population, those kids come in not playing the same game, really.
Kathleen Bannock is with the Clark County School District.
And that's what we want to get them all in the same game.
One way the program does that is by engaging parents. To even qualify for the program, parents must sign a pledge.
They have to report back the minutes per week that they're reading to their children. They have to also work on just engaging in play and high-quality time with mom or dad or a significant adult in their life. And they do have to report those minutes.
This pre-K class also addresses different levels of English among the kids.
Allí no va la foto.
There are four teachers in this classroom and two are bilingual. They ease Spanish speakers into English instruction while still supporting their native language.
Esto vive en la basura.
Sí, en la basura.
The data shows this program is working to close the achievement gap. The state tracked kids up to sixth grade and found that English language learners who once enrolled in this pre-K outperformed the English language learners who didn't have pre-K. Parents also noticed the benefits. Yamisa Monreal has been surprised by how much her son Roberto has learned.
Ya sabe bastante y es muy seguro.
He's learned a lot, she says, and he's very confident. Monreal's only regret is that she didn't enroll her older daughter in pre-kindergarten when she was four. But despite these positive results, the state pre-K program is only big enough to serve around 1,300 kids, which is less than 2% of Nevada's four-year-olds. In fact, comparing state education data with U.S. Census estimates reveals that fewer than one-fifth of low-income kids in Nevada have access to any kind of public preschool, not counting special education. So many children are staying home or spending their days in childcare.
And that just makes absolutely no sense to me. It just boggles my mind.
Lucy Flores is a state legislator.
That knowing that we have something that works and it is so successful is actually not supported. And no one works to try to expand something that we know works.
But Nevada, like many other states, is broke. Even if pre-K is closing the achievement gap for Latino kids, there's no money to expand it. As a legislator, Flores plans to champion early education in the next legislative cycle, but she's well aware of the fiscal realities.
We're lucky that it's still in existence after all of the cuts that were made to education as a whole.
The even luckier ones are the 9 states, including California, that won a federal grant to improve preschool. But several other states have scaled back. In Arizona, there were fewer slots in state-funded preschool this year compared to last year. Nationally, the percentage of Latino kids in preschool is declining, according to a UC Berkeley study. The authors found public programs can't keep up with demand, and parents can't afford private preschool. In Las Vegas, I'm Jude Joffe Block.